Blackstone presents Rainier's Legacy by Chad Corey. This book is read by Michael Braun. 1. The sun was sinking into a reddish-orange bank of clouds as the Phoenix made its way through the Yone Ocean. The frigate had recently left the port kingdom of Elandor, headed for the colder waters of the Northlands. Seasoned in waves far to the west, it flew the flag of Brianna from its mainmast. Few this far east had seen the white flag with a medium-sized powder-blue stripe across its center. And certainly no one in the Northlands knew the gnomish nation's standard. The Phoenix had left Elandor in fine weather 3 days earlier. It was spring in the Midlands. The fresh winds were just gaining strength, aiding the vessel's voyage and cheering the crew. The captain and his men were mostly traders and adventurers who offered themselves as transport and guide for various clients, taking a share of the profits in addition to an initial fee. The crew itself was a ragtag bunch, like most men of the sea. A majority were tall and tawny Telborians, with sharp green or blue eyes, whose leathery skin had been lashed by sun and cured in salty surf. Mixed among them were a varied host of dark-eyed, dusky-skinned Celators, a few Patrias with pale gray skin and black or silver hair, and even a handful of Nepoese, whose black hair accented their olive complexions. All were loyal to their captain, a powerfully built Celator named Hyrim Kufi. A skilled and accomplished sailor, he'd decided to embark on this recent venture after learning of its potential gain. Just what this venture involved, though, Hyrim hadn't revealed to his men. Only his lieutenants had any inkling but kept it to themselves. For now, the crew contented themselves with scrubbing the deck, maintaining the order of the ship, and dreaming of the rich reward awaiting them. While they worked, Hyrim and his guests rested in his cabin at the vessel's stern. The cabin actually comprised more than one room. Hyrim wanted a larger area than was commonly found on such vessels, and had the space custom fitted for his needs. None saw the spacious personal quarters but himself. The other room off his private area, however, served as a common room. Though smaller, it wasn't as cramped as one might expect, allowing comfortable seating for five people around an old
sample complete. Ready to continue?